Save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Unfiltered, live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Sean Salisbury.
No, Sean today, lazy. Actually, he's getting a procedure done at his doctor.
Good for him, man.
The stem cell doctor. Right?
Oh, I thought something else.
What?
You thought he was going to Man Centers?
No, Man Centers is where you go to make sure everything's working.
Right. You thought he was transitioning?
Isn't he the next one up?
I don't know. I don't know that Sean's a transitioner. I don't know.
You're getting too close to my shaft.
Stop, pervert.
Watch it, pervert.
Watch, pervert.
You're getting too close.
That movie's still funny.
I
know the other two weren't as great. There were three, right?
And yeah, they got the three, yeah.
But the first one, Hangover, was so good.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see any of them past that. I never knew that. If the Astros win the World Series, you buy me a new truck. Niall said that. Okay. Why Gilbert snitching? Because Gilbert's a snitch, and you know what snitches get.
A new mattress.
Todd Callis. I'm getting a lot of pictures of Todd Callis for some reason. I don't know why you people.
Yeah, Dre on 290. He was at FanFest. Was happy to meet you. Like, he got confused.
Todd Callis has a nice tan.
Todd Callis.
And look at him. Yeah. Him and John.
No.
I can see why people get confused.
Because we play golf. Okay.
Is he a golfer?
I don't know that.
He has the golf tan, though. Yeah, man, I kind of want to go to FanFest.
You're working.
I know. That's what I said. I kind of want to go.
I know. It would be nice to be
a
fan fest.
Why didn't we just do it from there?
Why didn't we just
try?
Do it from there?
I think it was attempted, but we didn't have the manpower to get it done.
We literally put the whole plan in place because Granato was like, I want to get to the game really
fast.
They were doing a show from downtown.
They tried to maneuver things within 3 days because John didn't, he really wanted to be around the game and get there on time. So they had everything, I think, figured out. We just didn't have a body to be the engineer, I think.
Yeah, it's a busy...
What?
It's a busy week.
The engineer's in Beaumont.
Beaumont, AD's out of town. He's engineering something else.
How could AD be out of town when the Astros are in the playoffs?
I don't think there's
nothing to do with
AD.
Yeah,
they don't coincide. There's no connection there.
Yeah, when no one takes off when the Astros are in the playoffs.
I don't think he's taking off. I think he's just someplace else working.
And we'll bring him back.
No, it will cost too much.
Yeah.
It's too late now. We're already in the show. It's Friday.
He can't come back now. It's too late. You're screwed.
Thanks, AD. Yeah. And where's Andres?
I think he's in Beaumont.
But where's Tyler?
He's over here running the board.
We'll get somebody to run a board. Let Trey run the board.
Okay. Apparently, you don't want 94-1 to survive.
Who gives a rat's
ass?
You don't
care.
Hey, I don't give a rat's ass. What happens with 94-1? I want to go. I want to be right outside the game so I can walk in and see first pitch.
Well, I guess you're...
We're going to see the first pitch. Of the fourth inning.
Yeah, you guys, good luck.
Crap.
I was going to leave for real at 12:30, but it would make no sense. I would get stuck in traffic.
No.
At this point, I'm going to leave at 1 o'clock.
No, you said you were going to do the show.
It wasn't because of the show. He was going to leave, but
that's
he realized traffic, he screwed either way.
Either way, so might as well leave at 1 and get there.
All right. Under over on Deshaun's passing yards Sunday night.
What are you setting it at?
I'm going to set it at 245.
Dang, that's tough. Let me think. Dell, you want to take a shot? I'm trying to work it out.
I'm trying
head.
To think about the Chiefs and how much they'll have the football.
Well, they're going to make Barry, it. But they still got really good corners.
Got Peters out there.
Gaines and Peters, yeah.
They're going to make him throw it. That's the game plan, right? You don't let the run. You make the rookie beat you.
Yeah, but
even though that rookie's pretty good.
Yeah.
I get it, but.
He's been beating people.
But even with him, I don't think that you'll see this, what the Texans do. Or used to do. Hey, we're just going to run the ball on first down, and then we might even run on second down. I think that's out the window. So I think the Texans feel they may have a strength in the passing game now. So they will be attempting stuff. They won't be forced into it. Is what I'm saying. I think part of their game plan will be to throw the football around. 245.
That's tough.
What have the Chiefs done this year? Giving up yardage.
They give up big plays. That's what Warren Sharp
told
us.
Big running plays.
Big running plays.
Yeah. running explosive run plays, they're not good at covering.
Right. But 26th in the league.
But the Texans aren't good with explosive running plays, right. Unfortunately.
It's, the resistible force meets the movable object, right?
Yeah. What do you got the stats up, Chiefs?
I'm trying to pull Brady. I haven't got there yet.
Philip Rivers didn't do anything. Philip Rivers was throwing a tantrum against them because he was sucked. It was horrible.
You would too if you're Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
With your play for the Chargers.
What Philip Rivers is doing, by the way, that's two straight weeks of throwing tantrums on the sideline. Like literally throwing a tantrum at his coach. I guess because no one cares about the Chargers and no one cares about Philip Rivers anymore. If any other quarterback was doing that, it would be on First Take. It would be on PTI.
Well, Antonio Brown does it, and look what happened.
Yeah, Antonio Brown.
Of course,
well,
Ben called him out hard.
He threw a cooler. That's different. He took a cooler and threw That's pretty badass.
Hey, Antonio, that's a baseball thing. You don't bring that to football. Baseball guys do that crap all the time, and nothing happens. It's not a full day of it.
All right. Texans break a run of over 25 yards.
No.
I'll play that, yeah.
No,
I'll write
a
sharp.
Designed run or Deshaun scrambling or any type of run.
A designed run.
No.
A running back.
No.
A running back? Yes, they will.
You I'll think
trust
one
sharp.
Run.
I'll trust the sharp.
Foreman or Miller?
Foreman. What are you talking about, Miller?
Not no.
Miller played pretty well last
Foreman's
game.
Foreman's not breaking in.
Real well last game.
I'm going Foreman.
The lowest total yards thrown, at least passing yards, was 220 by Cousins in the last game.
220.
By Cousins. In the
that was the lowest.
Lowest.
What are the other ones? You got
Brady obviously had a big number because they had to try to come back. Carson Wentz, I'm getting that right now, threw for over 333 yards for Carson Wentz.
I'm going over 245 for Deshaun.
It seems like a good number. Phillip Rivers got to 237, but he threw three picks.
Yeah. It's garbage.
That's what he do. I'm going Deshaun over 245. I'm going to go break a run.
Mm.
I think this is going to be an over.
I'm going to buy the half point and play 244 and a half.
Didn't our guy, Gabe, who played Beat the Limo Guy, take the over in the Texans game?
He did.
I'm pretty sure he did. So it's a lock that happens.
Yes.
Whoever plays Beat the Limo Guy, he's going to go 4-1.
Yeah.
You should take all his picks.
We should do that. I'm just going to bet. Just bet Oppo Justin.
Whatever Justin. Well, or bet with the limo guy, whoever the contestant is.
Hmm.
Because they just kick his ass.
Do the Texans have a 25-yard-plus run that doesn't involve Deshaun this year?
No. They have not broken one big run this year.
No, because Foreman's big run, it was a pass. Lamar
was open in the flats.
Open in the
but that
flats.
Was a throw.
Yeah. Well, and
yeah, no runs.
That's what he said. But it's big running plays.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs give
they're non-existent for the Texans.
Yeah, the running back's just... Yeah.
Yeah. Other than Deshaun.
Will J.J. Watt get his first sack of the year?
I'm going to say yes. J.J. gets his first sack of the year.
Dell?
Sunday night. Sure.
Hurricane Harvey recovery game. Houston strong.
That was week one.
No, it's still. It's we're still
Hurricane Harvey recovery game was week one. It's not in this. It's not Sunday night football week.
No, it's still.
Does JJ salute or do something else after his first sack?
Oh, he's saluting.
Oh, he salutes.
Saluting.
Are you kidding? With all the crap going on in the NFL?
Is there a chief that does a celebration that he can mock, or was he do a Travis Kelce-type dance after a sack just to mock Travis Kelce?
Clowney will. If Clowney can celebrate something, he will. He loves mocking other
but
guys.
But JJ does.
JJ will not.
JJ has done it in the past.
Yeah, JJ took the selfie.
Yeah.
But that was pissed
early,
him off.
But that was early, JJ.
For whatever reason, he really pissed him off.
That's early, JJ.
Will Travis Kelce be mocked by a Texan after a solid play by them?
How do you mock him, though?
You get a penalty? You get a dumb penalty?
Yeah, by dancing in front of him or something? Well, the Texans commit dumb penalties, so anything could happen there. But just like, hey, I'm going to dance in front of you because we made a play on you. Will that happen? Because Travis Kelce loves to dance.
Travis Kelce. Yeah, but you don't know if they're doing, like, Deshaun does his dance.
No, but if
but is that mocking Travis Kelce, or is that Deshaun just dancing?
If a corner slash safety slash linebacker makes a play on Travis Kelce, will there be a bit of a dance?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And it's going to be a really super white dance?
to mimic Travis Kelce? Oh, I thought Travis Kelce had a little swag. Is he doing super white dances?
Oh, no, yeah. He's not doing super white dances, but he's such a chotch. He's such a cheese ball.
I feel like JJ would be the one because he loves to do the mocking of others.
Okay. Yeah, could well be.
Final one.
If he lights him up behind the line of scrimmage on some kind of tight end screen or something.
Or if they keep Travis Kelce in single block JJ with Travis and JJ beats him. I feel like he might turn around and do something.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Will the Chiefs offense generate a explosive, 1.5 is a number of explosive plays over 40 yards?
They did not get a 50 yarder last week.
Yeah,
they
won. That streak ended.
That's why I'm lowering it to 40 yards. 1.5.
Yes,
because you know there's going to be one.
Yes, they will.
Hill's going to bust one on them.
Yes, they will.
So you're going two or more then?
More than likely, yes.
Okay.
I think this is going to be an up and down game, kind of like the Patriots game. I think this is going to be up and down. I think it's going to be awfully difficult. You know, the Texans DBs can be had.
Yes.
Somewhat. Yes.
Absolutely.
So there is that and. Nobody has more explosive players than the Chiefs. And I think that Deshaun makes some big plays for the Texans as well. I think there's going to be – I like the over on this one.
Okay. Do you have a winner for the game? You pick a winner. Who wins?
I like the Texans. I like the Texans to win this one.
Texans?
Yep. I like four. Four is going to make all the difference in the world. And then everybody. Did you see Mel Kiper's got his big board out for rookies
already? No. Like, wait, why is he putting?
He ranks the rookies. Well, wait a minute.
You can't wait.
He's got Deshaun third
behind who?
He's got Kareem Hunt first.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
who's two?
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook is two.
Well,
rest in peace.
Dalvin Cook's now. He's got to be wiped off the board.
Wait a minute.
But he's still.
I thought Mel Kiper, his big board is predictions, not reactions to how they're playing.
But no, now he's ranking. After
new big
by
board.
Play.
Yeah. What He's is, expanding
what,
the big board.
What good is Mel Kiper now, 4 or 5 weeks into the college football season?
Who cares what Mel Kiper thinks about him now?
Well they're paying board. Him, aren't they? They got to use him for something. Well, I don't care, but they got to use him for something.
Keep using your big board on college players.
No, but
that's what
big,
people want to know, where people are going to get drafted, not, whoa, they're playing really well, thanks to that,
Does
Mel.
He compare them to where he had them in the draft?
No.
Because that would actually mean
what
something.
What number they were drafted in the NFL draft.
His draft big board is all messed up because didn't he have Fathead number one? And he's like, bleh, he sucks.
The Fathead is still going to be the number one pick.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah. Sam Darnold will still be the number
one
pick.
Why do you care so much? It's not like he'll be in the division.
He's going to set the Jets back.
And what if he sucks?
Who cares? You don't like the Jets? What do you care if he sets the Jets back?
Football's better when the Jets are good.
It ain't going to be the Jets.
Football's better when the Jets are good.
Isn't that your – that's the NBA about the Knicks. Shut up.
The Jets are.
No one says that about the Jets.
The Jets are going to get their third win this week.
Yeah, the Jets.
He's going to be a Brown.
The Jets aren't in a position to draft him at this point. They beat the Browns. Forget about him going to the Jets.
You guys told me everyone told me the Browns have their guy in Kaiser.
Who said that to you?
Everyone was saying that. Look at this find that they got in Kaiser.
I imagine that sentence was never said to you.
No, you just made that up. Just like you make up about everybody's clamoring for. For your podcast.
What? Wow. He's usually talking about the show.
Like the show.
People clamored.
Where's the podcast? Yeah. I have numbers to back it up.
He actually has people he can point to. They listen.
Yeah.
It's funnier when he says, everyone's been clamoring for 4 more hours when there's literally no evidence to suggest that.
I'm not clamoring for 4 more hours right now.
Yeah, you'd rather be at the
Astros.
I'd
rather be at the game, at FanFest.
So for the first time, you don't want any more time on the air?
This is the first time. You don't want more hours. Okay.
Not on a playoff
day. Mr. Gowdy, you hear it?
Yeah. Raheel doesn't particularly
want to
be on the radio anymore.
Yes, I don't want to work during the playoffs. Absolutely.
And then John came in here and said, hey, you guys want off Monday? It's Columbus Day. Because it's a holiday.
It is.
If you don't want to work on Monday, then why are you in this business?
That's a Blitz reference, by the way. We got to explain that to people because a lot of people don't know why we do that stupid thing. I think AJ or Fred, I don't remember which one said it.
Okay, college football, pro football, Astros playoffs. If you don't want to work on Monday, then why are you in this business?
That legit is
That's true.
Are you in town? Are you going?
I'm going to the game. I'm going to Boston.
You're going to Boston.
But he's still
going
to work.
Yeah, he's still working.
I'm going to go from WEEI.
Oh, man. I love the studio shows when we're in different rooms.
You love that?
I love that.
That's the best.
It's the worst.
The chemistry is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's perfect.
Doesn't bother me. Same. I mean, yeah. John is John. Whatever.
Whatever. 12:16 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about Rice football.
Really? We're still doing stuff?
Oh, he's moving
it. What, you don't want to do any more commercials?
Man, you moved one around. I thought we were done.
No, we're not done. I moved that one up because I ain't doing it. I want to talk about Rice.
Go ahead.
The game at Rice Stadium.
Will there be an American flag?
Yes. A gigantic that'll cover the whole field.
That's kind of disrespectful.
It's not at all disrespectful.
Army's there.
Army is there, and they're going to love the giant flag.
Is Tailgate Alley going to be a thing?
Tailgate Alley is there.
It's Military Alley.
Do you remember the last time they were here? Dreyfus Jackson threw a late touchdown to beat Army.
Yeah, again, to who? Who did he throw it to?
I forgot the guy.
Zach Wright.
So of course, the great Zach Wright.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Walk on as a freshman and then turn into a team captain. How do you like that? You like apples?
I mean, that speaks to their recruiting efforts, but whatever.
It speaks to the greatness of a Zach Wright and beating an Army team. Thank you. Good night. It's all going to be.
Let's start now.
Yeah, it's all going to be this Saturday at Rice Stadium. Oh, no. Love that. And here's the thing is you're going to see Army vehicles out there. First 2,000 fans get a free hat, Rice hat. So get there early. Be there early and make sure that you get in. All you got to do is go to ricehalls.com/FBTIX or 713-348-OWLS. 713-348-OWLS. Go see Army and Rice at Rice Stadium, 5:30, Saturday night. You got the tailgate. It's fun. Get on out there. Enjoy the tailgate. Tailgate Alley, where you'll see the Army vehicles, and get on out there and enjoy the game. That's tomorrow at Rice Stadium. Get there. RiceOwls.com/FBTIX, 713-348-OWLS. Hi, welcome back. You're on ESPN 97.5. How the hell is FanFest good? I wonder what everybody's doing.
Dude, we're getting pictures from everybody. God, I want...
Drinking.
Having fun.
My buddies are all drinking already. Missing out on that.
I saw your buddy Rally Bird yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if he like... Yeah. Does he like his name being associated with that account? Does he care? It's such a fun account on Twitter, Rally Bird. But I saw him there. He took a picture... He saw Brownie at the game, and he took a picture with Brownie, but didn't take a picture with me.
He didn't. Well,
I didn't get the respect. No respect, man.
Because Brownie's best, famous, and he's really good at his job.
Clayton says, "Man, this is like the last day of school today with the Astros in the postseason." It is. I want to be there right now.
God. Yeah, I'm just counting. There's 39 minutes left.
Yeah, can we speed this up?
I mean, seriously. How do we go any faster? Is there anything left to blobbly blah 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 about?
John, get one of the interns to get them to host the show. Get them reps, on air reps. That's big.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
This is just like Deshaun. We got to get somebody ready. Get them ready.
Yeah.
Are they replacing you or Raheel?
I don't care. Replace me
forever.
Who cares?
Oh no, don't.
Yeah, because Deshaun's going to be there forever.
Sean is going to get a MyPillow injection into his neck every week, okay? Isn't that what he's getting right now?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're take filling fibers up the syringes from with MyPillows and then inject it.
It's like Magic Johnson shoots himself up with cash. That's the secret to...
That's the secret?
To fighting HIV.
To fighting HIV, according to South Park. you remember that episode? Big ups to our guy John Parker, teacher. I went to his class and spoke at the elementary school. He did the right thing yesterday, by the way. And I love it when teachers do this. My middle school teachers did this. My college professor did this when the Astros were in the playoffs. Put the game on.
That's awesome.
Put the game on. Let the kids watch it. Let them get excited about their hometown team. I love that.
In the classroom?
In the classroom.
So then when the Astros did something, when Breggers homered and then Altuve homered, then did they just erupt?
He didn't send me any video of it, but he sent me a picture of it. He had the big screen, like a projector. He was projecting the game to his class.
God, that is awesome.
That's
what a great teacher. That's the teacher you remember.
Yeah. In my computer science class during the 04 run, was it the Braves? Was it the 04? They opened with the Braves. Which year was it when they opened with the Braves?
Every year.
Every year, it seemed like.
Yes.
But we had a test that day or an exam that day in computer science.
Yeah, that was the first playoff series they won, 04.
Yeah.
That was the Chris Burke homer, 18-inning game, all that.
That yeah, so that one, we had an exam during the start of that game. And this was in Austin, okay? So my professor didn't have to do this. Put the game on. We're watching the game while we're taking an exam.
How about that?
I finished that bad boy in 10 minutes, got the hell out. Ran home, ran to my dorm.
You could have just watched it there.
No, I'm not sitting in there watching with a bunch of nerds.
Well, aren't you Pakistani?
Yeah, but I don't want to hang out.
They were like, thank God he left. Now it's a party.
Finished that bad boy in 10 minutes. I got a 98 on it.
Do you think that, do you think they all said, thank God the Pakistani left. Now we can watch the game. We don't have to watch it with him.
No, there's no chance. I was the sports guy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, when I was in high school, Brother Medved brought in he was a big Baltimore Oriole fan. He had Baltimore Oriole everything, and we watched the playoffs with the Oriole when the Orioles were in it. That was awesome. He was a really weird dude, but
how was he weird? Like,
well, he was just really.
He went extra tutoring.
No, he would jump around. He had this hard rubber. And he would jump around the room when it was somebody's birthday and then just wail on them.
He would
Yes.
Was it in all boys' school?
Yeah.
He would hit someone when it's their birthday?
Yeah. He sang a song. I sang this before.
I had no.
Today is a birthday. I know. I know it's for someone right here in this room. So, and everybody, when this happened, everybody just went nuts because they knew somebody was going to get wailed on as long as it wasn't your birthday.
What do you mean wail? You just started hitting kids?
Listen, it was a hard piece of rubber about a foot and a half long and like a paddle. And you'd have to hold your hand out. And he would come from the floor and just wail on your hand.
Nah, he wouldn't do that.
So you couldn't feel it.
I wouldn't allow it. I'd be like what Jordan Rodriguez called Dale Earnhardt Jr. Like, man, you better get your out of here. You bitch.
Hey, no, you had to. Birthday. Otherwise. Today is a birthday. I know it's for.
Did he offer like ice after class? Like, hey, do you want some ice?
Dude, I'm telling you, it was a mother.
What is wrong with old school teachers? God.
It's your birthday and you get smacked?
Wailed on.
Well, you didn't have birthday licks?
And you couldn't even feel your
No, like but this. By a teacher?
Your hand was shaking. You couldn't even feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because your hand was broken in five places. Yeah. That's why.
It's just this excuse to dole out some corporal punishment.
Right.
What the hell?
Well, it was.
That explains
what is that
so
supposed
much.
To teach you? That you don't enjoy your birthday too much?
Don't admit it's your birthday.
It was him. He couldn't have been more bitter about being a brother. Never having sex, okay?
Well, so
he's
going to
take that out on you.
He signed up for it.
Yeah, but, well.
Today somebody's birthday.
Today is a birthday. Yeah. I wonder for who.
Did he sing it in that tone?
I know it's for someone right here in this room.
Did he sing it in
yes.
that
tone? Yes.
I'm about to hit you. I'm coming Happy up behind you. I got you by the pants and a whack.
Pull your pants down. I'm going to whack. What?
No.
See, man, that's why. Don't ever go to an all-boys school.
Brother Medved.
It's just weird stuff happens.
That's true.
What the hell, man? This segment just got weird.
This is weird, man.
It happened.
Go to a co-ed school.
Yeah.
You get some of that creepiness out of the way. Other stuff might happen, but.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh, my God. Manny tweeted out a picture. He is Bregman jersey number 2. They don't show if he has his pants on, okay?
Of course not.
Okay? It's just the Bregman in 2, and Manny is all up in it.
Dude, he loves Bregman so much, he went and bought the real jersey. He didn't even buy from China.
No
That's
way.
How much he loves him.
Oh, my God.
See, Manny is likes the fight guy, at least on Twitter. So the Bregman thing comes, I think, a lot of that. It's because Bregman got torn to shreds because of his bad start. Mm-hmm. So now he's all on Bregman because he stayed on Bregman. And was like, no, he's going to be a good player. When people were questioning, should he be up here? Should he get sent down? What's all this hype about? Manny may like Bregman, but I think he likes being right more.
Yeah.
And as long as Bregman continues to prove him right, he'll stay with him.
Yeah.
So it's not all about Bregman. My buddy.
We didn't even pick our Astros for the series.
I picked Cameron Maybin.
You pick Maybin?
Yeah, he looks like a Miami cornerback.
I took Marwin Gonzalez. Let me guess, you're going to go with the unknown Altuve? John?
I'm going to go. I got Bregman. I got Breggers.
No, Manny already took Breggers.
I got Breggers. Okay? I'm going Breggers.
No, we didn't do our series pick like we do for the season. Like every season, we pick a guy that's yours. Like I had Aoki.
Yeah, I got Altuve.
He had Sip, but two of our. Yeah, I knew it. He always goes with Altuve.
No, I went with Correa, remember?
God, that's the word. I'm giving you Gattis.
Okay.
You want
Did you
Gattis?
See Gattis yesterday?
Yeah, dude. His. Woo.
Did you see? What you know about Gattis?
What you know about Reddick?
What you know about Gattis? Gattis is going to have another big game today. 1228 ESPN 97.5. All right, welcome back here on ESPN. I'm reading this is a pretty good piece by Albert Breer. Is he Monday Morning Quarterback? Albert Breer writes about Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson's relationship from April and, you know, every month, how different things that they did. And Bill O'Brien, it's funny, he talks about in April, they met in a hotel, and Bill O'Brien lit him up. I guess it was even before that, in March.
March.
In March, he met in a hotel room with him, and he asked him all kinds of questions about the game against Alabama.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, hey, play number 33, you get cover 2, and Deshaun will go, oh, yeah, okay, so is that the play? Yeah. All right, here's what I was thinking here. And he would go rattle it off. And, hey, what were you thinking on this play early on? And he would, and before he even finished, he would tell him what the play was, and this is what happened on the play, and blah, blah. And Bill O'Brien was like, that was months before, and how many plays are in the game? And dude can recall exactly what he was thinking and relate the play to him as well. So it, which is a pretty unbelievable mind. Then he goes through each month after they drafted him and all of the stuff that he put him through, gave him, you know, the basic stuff of formations and, you know, and put certain play calls and what would, and he put him up on the board and he did it. And then he said when he got onto the field, you know, most rookies have a really hard time first with the terminology because it's a lot longer, play calls are a lot longer. And then with, you know, getting everybody lined up and getting to the line of scrimmage and calling and doing all that stuff. And he said it was unbelievable. The dude just had it every step of the way. And he said, I would text him during off time, text him, hey, what are you doing in this situation? And he would text right back. You do this and this and this.
Does that, God, I see, I hate doing this because that's awesome. That's good to hear. And it makes so much sense regarding why Bill O'Brien is so open to adding new things. And he's talked about it now 2 press conferences in a row, whether it be Sunday after the game at his weekly one on Thursday. He's talked about it now how Deshaun is teaching us things, and you know it's a collaborative effort, and we're going back and forth. And he says, "Hey, coach, we should run it this way." Bill O'Brien is asking, "Hey, should you open this way, that way, all that stuff?" Right? It's such a cool connection, and that's how that coach head coach quarterback relationship is with the successful teams.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate bringing this up. This it makes it even more frustrating.
Again, with why he didn't start?
Yes, absolutely. Why?
It doesn't bother me in the least.
Man,
it doesn't bother me in the least.
It does bother me. I can't get over it.
It was one half of football into his entire career. That's
it. No, man. And I get the training camp reps and Nuke was out and Will Fuller was out. But you can't tell me if that was your guy going in a training camp and you know he's going to be your guy. They're not adding different things and they're working on different things in training camp. Maybe they're even sharper than they are already. I don't know. It still bothers me.
It doesn't bother me in the least.
My only thing is what it means as far as Bill O'Brien when we try to discuss him. Is he making other decisions that prove to be completely incorrect after some testing? Like the Tom Savage thing was a test. It only took a half and we figured, okay, that's the wrong decision. We're going to go off Deshaun. It makes me feel like at any point he may make a terrible decision. And I don't know if I can trust this guy to make the right decision.
Well, didn't Matt Hammond teach you that it wasn't his decision and it was Rick Smith?
I don't think Matt Hammond has taught me anything ever.
Okay, Matt Hammond taught you that you need to listen.
He taught you.
Okay.
And you didn't listen.
he taught you that you need to listen because it was Rick Smith. Okay? Not Bill O'Brien.
It is not surprising at all that Bill O'Brien would think that Deshaun Watson was this guy and then not play him. That I'm not surprised by it at all, because it just falls in line with other decisions that don't make any sense that he decides, whether it be in-game or away from the game, and then he corrects himself later.
It's an organizational decision.
Sure.
He and Rick, they don't make knee-jerk decisions.
Yeah, just wait till another timeout is needed and he doesn't call it. Then you'll think to yourself, it makes sense that he didn't make that call. He doesn't make other calls and screws up stuff.
But that is cool. That is I did read the Brewer story. That's cool how they have this great relationship. And like, as much fun as I poke at the Texans regarding that quarterback room, and they always talk about it, like, man, our quarterback room is so great, and the meeting is so nice and stuff. It was bad last year, right? With Brock and Bill O'Brien.
According to reports, it was horrible.
So, that you know, that's cool. That's a good story, and it makes sense. And that's what everybody wants to talk about. It's just like anytime you run to a listener, man, Deshaun Watson, people are excited about him.
Everybody is.
But not excited enough to buy your tickets on Sunday.
No one wants John's tickets.
No. They're excited to watch at home.
Yeah, it's a better experience.
They're like, I'm saving my money for the playoff games.
It is kind of funny that, I mean, this is the most exciting that they've been in how long, and tickets are not, this is not a hot ticket.
Seriously, like yesterday
this is amazing.
I met, let's say, like 4 or 5 listeners walking around, and when you start talking to them, they go, oh man, what do you think is going to happen in the game? Talk about the game. What's the next question? Deshaun Watson, man, for real or what? Yeah. That's it. I mean, it's just all Deshaun. Yet, tickets are readily available for Sunday night.
Yeah. That's weird. And they just opened up some more for those of you that are looking for a ticket. The Chiefs apparently gave some of theirs back. That's how bad a ticket it is. The Chiefs are giving them back.
Yeah, they're like, our fans don't want to come here.
They're 4-0, and the Chiefs are giving them. It's the Texans. We're not going to that.
Astros are screwing this up.
Yeah, I think they're screwing it up for everybody.
Look at this. Anybody? The security lines are.
Oh, my God.
God, open up more.
Need more cops. There, I finally said it. First time ever.
Want more cops. Man.
I don't, but
that's
apparently,
what you want.
Apparently, since you're at the game, you believe that is the solution.
That is a solution.
Yeah.
More cops is the solution to everything, Dell.
Or just some hourly workers opening up.
More cops.
No. It's not the solution to everything.
No, Dell. We don't need more
to
cops.
To everything.
Not for
more,
this.
Not for this.
Especially redneck cops.
Living in the Webster area.
That's the answer to everything, Dell.
Around Dell's neighborhood.
Yeah.
No, for this situation, Astro security lines, more.
Why do we need more?
A cop always on your corner.
Well, there's like 2 police officers who live down the street. Like, there's one on one end.
Do they ever stop you and say?
They're not on duty at the time, but they do live on the street.
Do they ever look at you kind of?
Like, I mean, no, I don't really leave my house in my neighborhood. I just stay inside.
Well, you have to leave to go to work.
But I don't, in my car, but I'm not walking the neighborhood. I know better.
Why don't you should just walk from like house to house and go try to go around the back and then go to the front.
Go to the front door and try to look in the people, see if anybody's home.
Look in the windows.
This is an odd way to go about a Saturday afternoon. Why would I do that? What's the benefit for me to do that?
Just to see other people, how they're decorating their homes.
I should peer into other people's homes to see how they're decorating?
Yes.
Huh. Why can't I just go and I can just Google and look at
But it's better to see, you know, people in your neighborhood.
Do you think I should knock or should I just skulk around?
No, just skulk around and try to go to the back of the house.
Should I do this at night or during the broad daylight?
At night with a flashlight.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
When we get last.
Huh.
Or we got news of the weird.
I don't know if I'm going to do that, John.
I think that's a great idea.
We're almost done. Let's get through this. We got news of the weird next.
It doesn't make us go faster.
Yes, it does. We go to break.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
The time still goes the same.
Let's go. Go to break.
That doesn't make it go faster. You saying that doesn't help.
And then we come back earlier, take out some, and then we're out earlier.
You actually have to talk more. You're going to talk the same amount either way, actually.
Either way, it's the same.
Dude, I thought Rick Pitino couldn't get like shadier and scummier.
But yeah.
Wow, this
wrong.
Adidas information
you
is...
You were wrong?
If that doesn't link you to stuff, then what does? That's a weird setup. If you guys haven't heard by now, Rick Pitino for the last 5 years, Louisville signed an Adidas contract, and they were getting money from Adidas. In addition to that, they got all the gear and all that stuff, right? But 98% of the cash that Louisville received from Adidas, which is roughly $1.5 million, according to Darren Rovell, for 5 years it went to Patino straight up.
Well, good for him.
What the hell? I've never heard of that. Have you ever heard? I know coaches have deals with Nike, Adidas, and because through the school, they might have, you know, they'll $200,000 deals, $300,000 deals, whatever. Something, or they've got a sponsorship deal, they're in commercials and all that stuff. Fine. $1.5 million for 5 years? That is some shady AF stuff, man. That's next level.
Well, he just wanted his cut early.
What do you mean his cut early?
He wanted his cut early.
98.
He knew he wouldn't be around all
this
that
time.
This
isn't a Rick Pitino deal.
If
this
I want it, I'm going to take it all up front.
That's a Louisville deal.
And not just Louisville basketball, Louisville overall. The entire sports program.
Yeah, everyone. Like, the women's program isn't getting funded right now because Pitino's like, oh, that's my money, son. Yo, if you get a bigger name, you want a bigger name, go coach men's basketball. Not my fault, honey.
Rally Bird says the Astros are blaring. Tom Petty's running down a dream. Let's play that coming back. Right in the pregame. It's already, freaking awesome.
He's gone. Get over it.
Who?
Petty. He's gone. He's...
No, but running down a dream is where the Astros are running down a dream.
Why?
Why? Why? Get over it. Move on, white people.
Did you say move on, white people? What you said?
There are jewelry stores, and then there's Zadox.
John or Hill would like me to play this on a loop so I can get the hell out of here.
And now on your home for hits, Houston ESPN 97.5, here's Tom Petty. I was driving.
What about Charlie?
What the hell, Charlie? How about you give a heads up?
Charlie Polillo tapes two interviews and then his in and outs, and he left a half hour ago. What the bleep?
Well, you should be used to this. You used to do this all the time on the national side.
I know I did.
You know what that's about.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know what's wrong.
How did Charlie outsmart
Charlie outsmarted
He's
everybody.
He's listening to himself right now, laughing at us, while we're doing, God, we're missing Fan Fest. We're about to miss first pitch. I have to go fill up gas still. God.
You didn't plan at
I
all.
I did not. It was horrible. It was bad.
I mean, God, I'm so pretty mad. Good, though. 2:00, Blade Runner. I'm going to make it on time.
And you have reserved seats, right?
Not really.
Oh,
it's a matinee, but I'm going to make it on time. I'll be good.
Will Sorry. You be the only one in there?
I hope so. I doubt it's the opening weekend, but I wish.
You wish you were the only person
yeah,
in there?
Yeah, because I can keep the Astros up on my phone, not really paying attention to it, but know the score and then watch the movie, but I don't think I'll be able to do that.
You got your FS1 Fox Sports Go app ready? I got mine. I'm going to fire it up.
I'm just going to listen to it.
No, I'm going to watch it.
I'm just going to listen to Robert Ford and Steve Sparks.
I've got the Xfinity app. You can watch live TV. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes,
I'm
FS1, it's on. Fox Sports you got Go? Fox Sports Go? Yeah, I got Fox Sports Go.
Yeah, just well, why don't just fire
what
it up?
What you know
watch
about
it?
Fox Sports Go?
Well, he just informed you about it. So
no, he informed. I said, man, we can't even watch his streaming. He goes, just download the app. And I was like, oh, yeah, Fox has an app.
Yeah.
John,
okay. I work at ESPN. I only have ESPN.
JT's
apps.
Already there. He's like, where are you?
What JT? He doesn't even live here.
Yeah, what's he even doing
what
here?
JT, go
bye week.
Learn the playbook.
Yeah, so that hustling guy, whatever his name is, can get off the damn field. Tired of watching that kid throw 5 yard outs.
Man. You and me both. A freaking kid that lives in Missouri.
I'm tired of that kid. Get out of here. Cut your hair and get out of here.
What the hell is that? He lives in Springfield and he's already at the game?
Yeah.
Man,
that's a
bitch.
Oh.
What?
And calm down, what? Jordan.
Jordan Rodriguez.
It's a jip. We're getting jipped.
Sorry, guys, you got to do a job.
I'm sorry, listeners. This is the worst segment of radio you've ever heard.
These two
just
complaining about getting the hell out of here.
I want to go watch my Astros in Houston.
And all across the Lone Star State.
I'm sorry. I care about the Astros, and I like them.
You'll be able to watch them. You'll just miss the first 8 innings.
You want to take this Pitino call, Mark?
Yeah.
He's some insider.
He's got some insight. Hey, Mark.
He just hung up. It's not there anymore.
All right, good. All right, what else you got? News of the week.
A woman accused of stalking Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was asked to leave the team's practice facility this week.
Whoa.
Apparently, not all women hate Cam.
What day did that happen?
The woman had previously shown up at Panther Stadium and been asked not to return. She was apparently she's related to Gilbert.
But what day did that happen? What if that makes
sense? This
week. Yeah, what if it was on Wednesday and Cam was spooked out and that's why he's like, oh, that's so cute. You like talking football routes.
Apparently she is the incident occurred Wednesday. The day Cam, right?
Oh, so maybe Cam should have said, look, I was off my game
because I'm being stalked. Yeah.
And it's only stalking when they're not good looking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're big fans.
Awesome.
Yeah. Otherwise, oh man, great fan.
Yeah. Love me some fans.
There's nothing funny about stalking, so stop.
Yeah, it really is.
There kind of is. You have two daughters, so you can speak on this.
I have a daughter.
What if your daughter was a stalker?
Did you ever stalk anybody growing up?
No. Do I look like Gilbert?
I don't know what you look like back then.
No, I didn't look like Gilbert, I can tell you that.
All right. Gilbert's not the only stalker on the face of the earth. You could have done some stuff.
He's the only stalker we know, though.
Yeah. Apparently,
that's what you think.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
You know that Tom Herman story about hydrating?
Yeah, the hydration levels.
Yeah, apparently it's real. Tom Herman once woke a Texas player up at four, and had a meeting with him at 4 o'clock in the morning about him losing his hydration water bottle. Herman found a bottle, texted him, said, hey, look what I found. Oh, cool. Hey, thanks. I lost that. Okay. Be in here at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And learn, because this ain't funny. There ain't nothing funny.
These are all cool stories when you're in the first year of your deal. When you're still 3 years later, people are just going to think you're weird.
Yeah. Remember when Charlie was a little maniacal?
Yeah.
Remember, Texas fans were all rallying around Charlie. Oh, look at his code of conduct. He has 7 main rules. And look at that, man. And everyone's like, wait, Texas didn't have a criminal problem. Texas had a lazy problem.
Yeah. And everybody's 9 guys off the team.
Yeah, and everybody's celebrating that. And then by the end of it,
you could use those nine guys.
Hey, guys, the other thing, like, we're all like, hey, but we didn't have, like, this criminal past. We're not Miami. We're Texas. We're just lazy.
Why's not Miami getting hit right out of nowhere?
I mean, Miami can get crushed. I mean, we actually won titles. We've won more than one title in the last 40 years. So, yeah, I'll take my criminal pass.
Take your criminal pass.
And I'll take, yeah, you take losing to Iowa State.
It's fine. We're not paying for stuff.
What? You're not paying for trips to national title games. You're right.
Speaking of arrests,
this is back, folks.
NFL arrest database since the year 2000. Mm-hmm. Who's leading the way?
Cincinnati.
Second, 40.
Ooh. Hold on. Dallas. All systems go. Cowboys. All right, we're out. See y'all later. Find out later.
No. Just answer. What's Cowboys. The answer?
The answer is the Vikings, 42. Where are the Texans?
Last.
Second to last. 9. The Rams had 8. Have had 8 since 2000. Since the year 2000. Just 9. While the Vikings have 42.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if this is true. It was an email sent to me. I don't care.
All right. See y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go. Stay tuned for Joel Blank. Yeah, he's out at Luke's Ice House.
Dream big and save big on your next backyard project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our Crescent Edgers on sale now through April 12th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.